From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Karish reporting. U.S. warplanes have carried out airstrikes on an Islamic State training camp in western Libya near the country's border with Tunisia. Local officials have said at least 40 people were killed. The New York Times quotes a Western official as saying the target was a senior Tunisian operative linked to two major terrorist attacks in Tunisia last year. In Uganda's election results, early results from Thursday show incumbent President Yoweri Museveni, who has held power for the past three decades, in the lead, though voting still continues in some districts. Kizza Besigye, Uganda's main opposition leader, was arrested for the second time in 2 days, along with several other top members of his party, after heavily armed police surrounded his party's headquarters and fired tear gas at the crowd. An unnamed party official says that the violence started as the opposition party was preparing to announce its own accounting of the election results.
We have our provisional results, which we wanted to release by today, and tell the world this is what is coming out, and what is being read on the other side is false. At the end of it all, police got that information that we want to release preliminary results, so they had to come and seal off the place before we could release the results. And that is how the scuffle has come about.
Besigye was briefly arrested late Thursday after visiting a house in Kampala where he suspected ballot stuffing was taking place. Police said the house was a security facility and accused Besigye of trespassing on government property. In Washington, State Department spokesman John Kirby told reporters that the United States condemns the detention of Besigye. From Washington, this is VOA News. The international aid group Doctors Without Borders, MSF, says at least 18 people were killed in an armed conflict at a UN Protection of Civilians site this week in South Sudan. This includes two staff members attacked in their own homes. MSF spokesman Marcus Bachman reported that the medical teams worked through the night to treat some 73 people wounded in the attack, the majority of whom had gunshot wounds. UN mission in South Sudan spokesperson said the fighting erupted Wednesday night with young people using machetes, guns, and other weapons. Barack Obama is set to be the first sitting American president to visit Cuba in nearly 90 years, as he and the First Lady are scheduled to travel there next month. VOA correspondent Aru Pandey reports.
Just 14 months after ordering the restoration of diplomatic ties with Cuba, President Obama will meet with Castro on Cuban soil. White House Deputy National Security Advisor Ben Rhodes.
We see it as a means of pushing forward this normalization process, trying to achieve a greater opening between the United States and Cuba commercially, but also supporting and advancing the values that we care about.
The president will highlight those universal values while meeting with Cuban dissidents, civil society members, and the Cuban government. Rhodes says Obama will raise with Cuban officials the detention and harassment of those wanting to express their basic rights. White House officials say they hope Obama's trip next month will result in concrete steps, whether commercial or cultural, that serve to better the lives of the Cuban people.
VOA's Aru Pandey reporting. U.S. President Barack Obama and the First Lady will join mourners in paying final respects to the late Supreme Court Justice Antonin Scalia on Friday. Scalia's body will lie in repose inside the Supreme Court ahead of his funeral Saturday. The longest-serving justice on the High Court died last Saturday in his sleep. He was 79. A White House spokesman announced Thursday that the president has started the process of replacing Scalia. Republican Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, who is responsible for scheduling Senate business, is threatening not to hold confirmation hearings for an Obama nominee. McConnell wants the next president to fill Scalia's seat. The U.S. and Russia will launch an effort Friday aimed at bringing long-term stability to efforts to get humanitarian aid to besieged areas of Syria. The two countries, in cooperation with the UN, are co-chairing an initial meeting of a ceasefire task force in Geneva. The group also agreed on a plan to expand humanitarian assistance in Syria. From Washington, I'm Steve Karish. This is VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.